Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
If you or a loved one has federal student loans, there's good news and bad news. You probably already know the bad news. President Biden's attempt to forgive up to $20,000 in federal debt got struck down by the Supreme Court in June. Plus, after a suspension of monthly payments since March 2020 for pandemic relief, they'll be due again starting in October 2023. But the good news is that the White House created a new and more generous income-driven student loan repayment program known as SAVE. It stands for Saving on a Valuable Education. Some of its benefits begin this summer and others in July 2024. This show will review 7 benefits of the SAVE program, ways to manage student loans wisely, and how those loans affect your credit. So whether you're a student or a parent shopping for student loans, getting ready to start repaying your loans, or are pretty worried that you can't afford to pay them, don't miss this episode. Hey, friends, welcome back to the Money Girl podcast. I appreciate you downloading the show. If you're new here, I'm Laura Adams, an award-winning author who's been bringing you personal finance and small business tips every week since 2008 with over 40 million downloads. When I'm not behind the mic, I'm also a keynote speaker and work with select brands doing on-camera and writing work as a spokesperson and consumer advocate. So feel free to reach out if you're interested in collaborating for a speaking event or PR campaign. As always, you can reach me using my contact page at lauradadams.com. That's also where you can learn more about my work, award-winning personal finance books, and money courses. You can also leave me a message or a money question by calling 302-364-0308. I look forward to hearing from you. All right, so let's get into the details on the SAVE repayment program. SAVE opened for enrollment on August 22, 2023, and it is one of several income-driven repayment options for those with undergraduate or graduate federal student loans. Income-driven means the payments are based on your annual earnings and household size. The loans that qualify for the SAVE program include direct subsidized, unsubsidized, consolidated, and plus loans to a graduate student. Now, note that parents who took out plus loans to help a child pay for college don't qualify for SAVE. However, there are other income-based programs for parents. So if you are struggling to repay a plus loan, make sure you look at the other options out there. Other loans, like federal family education loans and Perkins loans, those are held by a lender instead of the government. Those have to be consolidated first. You have to move them into a direct loan in order to qualify for SAVE, but that shouldn't be a problem. And note that private student loans never qualify for federal assistance, and that includes the new SAVE plan that we're talking about here. So if you need assistance paying your qualifying federal student loans, we're going to go through 7 benefits of the SAVE program that you should know. Some of them are brand new. There are features that are not found in any other program, so it's really important to get familiar with this. So the first benefit is that SAVE offers the lowest payments. That's what makes Save such a big deal. It's going to give more low-income borrowers the lowest possible payment on their federal student loans. Starting in July 2024, Save is going to replace one of the existing repayment programs called the Revised Pay-as-You-Earn or Repay Plan. So it's going to replace that next summer, and it's going to reduce payments on undergraduate loans from 10% of discretionary income down to 5% of discretionary income. And if you've got graduate loans, those are also eligible for Save, but the payments will be 10% of discretionary income. Now, you may be thinking, well, what exactly is discretionary income? Well, under the old repay program, discretionary income was defined as income over 150% of the federal poverty level. But Save increases that to 225% of the poverty level. So that decrease in discretionary income is expected to drop many borrowers' payments by 40%, with the lowest income borrowers paying 80% less, a significant reduction, and some will pay zero, which we'll talk about next. So that's the second benefit of Save, is that Save allows more borrowers to pay nothing. Save immediately protects more income from repayment calculations, which could reduce more than a million borrowers' payments to zero. And that feature starts right away. For instance, if you're single and earn less than $32,805, or you've got a household of four and earn less than $67,500, you don't have to make loan payments under Save. The third benefit is that Save forgives unpaid monthly interest. So this is a new feature allowing unpaid interest to just be eliminated. That starts in October 2023. For instance, if your monthly interest is $30, but your payment only covers $25 of interest, that remaining $5 gets canceled. And those who qualify to pay zero on their loans also get all their interest wiped out. So remember that interest accrues again starting on September 1, 2023, with payments starting in October. But if you qualify for the Save program, interest never accrues as long as you're making timely payments, which is fantastic.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
The fourth benefit is that Save doesn't require you to include a spouse's income. So married borrowers who file separate taxes no longer have to include their spouse's income in repayment calculations. That is going to help a lot more borrowers in two-income households qualify for federal assistance. The fifth benefit is that Save allows some loans to be canceled after 10 years. Generally, if you make federal loan payments for either 20 or 25 years, depending on the type of loan, any remaining balance after that mark, after that date, is automatically forgiven. But starting next summer, if you're in the Save program and you originally borrowed $12,000 or less, you only have to make payments for 10 years before the balance gets wiped out. Now, if you borrowed a little more, every $1,000 above that $12,000 limit adds one additional year of payments before your balance gets automatically forgiven. While forgiven debt is typically considered taxable income, there is a temporary exemption from federal taxes through 2025, and we don't know what's going to happen beyond that point. Benefit 6. Save gives those in default a fresh new start. So let's say you defaulted on student loans before the 2020 deferment began. You can get that default wiped off your record if you enroll in SAVE or any other federal repayment program. But first, you need to enroll in something called the Fresh Start Program. So this is a brand new program, and you need to do that before September 2024. So I would encourage you to do it right away if you are in default. And you can log onto your loan account at myeddebt.ed.gov to enroll. Then, after you enroll in the Fresh Start program, you need to contact the Education Department's Default Resolution Group, and I'll put a link to all of these in the show notes. They can help you get the default removed from your record and even from your credit files, and also help you enroll in a repayment plan. So this is a fantastic opportunity to rehabilitate your loans and have the delinquency removed from your credit reports. Now, let's say your student loans are already in good standing, but you believe you're going to have difficulty paying them going forward. In that case, visit studentaid.gov/save. That's where you can sign up for the SAVE program. However, if you were already enrolled in that repay program that I mentioned, that's the program that SAVE is going to replace, in that case, you'll automatically get transferred into the SAVE program and your payments will get adjusted without doing anything. But if you were in a different federal repayment plan before the deferment, I want you to seriously consider how much enrolling in the new SAVE program could save you. As I mentioned, it is likely to give you the lowest payment. So you want to compare, well, what's the repayment program I'm already in and how does that stack up against this new SAVE program? And the seventh benefit is that SAVE enrollment can be automatic. Student loan borrowers can now allow the Department of Education to access their latest tax return for annual enrollment in SAVE. That prevents you from having to manually apply each year and put in your updated income and family size. In addition, borrowers who are 75 days late making student loan payments will be automatically enrolled in the best income-driven repayment plan for them if they have agreed to allow the Department of Education to access their tax data. So if you need assistance paying your student loans, or even if you're just not sure if you qualify, applying for SAVE sooner rather than later is essential because enrollment could take at least a month, they're saying. The Department of Education anticipates having a lot of applications to process. So you want to ensure your application goes through before your first loan payment is due in October. You can compare repayment options and learn more at studentaid.gov. Also, remember that you never need to pay anyone for student loan debt relief. So I want you to watch out for anyone trying to charge you for assistance because they're probably a scammer. Now, if you're someone who's thinking, Laura, this just sounds like too much trouble. I've defaulted on my loans in the past and I'm not going to pay them, or I'm just decided I'm not going to repay my loans when they start in the fall. I want you to understand that can really hurt your finances. If you don't pay your loans, they get considered delinquent after you miss payments for 90 days. And they are formally in default after 270 days, which is 9 months of missed payments. Once you have federal student loans in default, it's very serious because it gets reported to the credit bureaus. That's going to cause your credit scores to drop. Plus, the government can do all kinds of things like garnish your wages, withhold tax refunds, deny you access to other government-backed loans like mortgages. They can charge fees. They can impose additional hardships as well. So you just don't want to let that happen. If you enroll in Fresh Start, all collections activities on federal student loans in default get suspended until the program expires. So again, there's no excuse for not contacting your loan servicer for guidance, enrolling in Fresh Start, and choosing a suitable repayment program. Remember that depending on your income and family size, your loan payment could get reduced to zero. So if you have student loans that you've been worried about repaying, or you're just not sure if you qualify for federal assistance, I hope this show has been helpful. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg with editing by Adam Cecil. Our advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchins. And our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.